If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in every Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the light of the Most Radiant One. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, we're having a direct transmission from the Ashtar Galactic Command. And we always have a direct transmission, but tonight in particular, the command wanted me to give you some specific information that you need to know at this time. As many of you are aware, there's been a great deal of sightings worldwide of UFOs and other light phenomena. And this is, of course, to serve many various purposes, but primarily I wanted to speak tonight about the work that the Ashtar Command does with Earth specifically, so that those of you who are the ground fleet, those of you who are on Earth assignment here as part of the Ashtar Command, the Galactic Command, the Great White Brotherhood, and others, can be apprised that it is a cooperative endeavor that is being staged at many, many different levels, as some of you are aware of. The fact of the matter is that the Earth itself is going to be delivered from war and destruction by the people of light. That is, those of you who constitute the returning of the celestial and planetary lords of light. I would like you, before we even get launched into this topic, to lift. Give yourself permission to lift in your inner awareness. That's just as simple as taking a higher point of view of yourself. And I want you to give yourself permission to look at who you really are at a higher level. Be aware that the Earth that we seem to see around us when we wake up in the morning is a counterpart and a reflection of a divine blueprint, which is the real deal. You exist as a great cosmic Lord of Light at a higher dimension. You may have had flashes of this divine persona. You maybe have thought of that as your guide or your twin flame, or you give it a label that works for you. But the truth is that the only thing you can ever see inwardly and outwardly is yourself. I repeat, the only thing you will ever see inwardly and outwardly is yourself. In highest truth, there is only the one divine life that we call God. You are part and parcel of that, and just like the different cells of the body do different things as they form different organs, you are unique within that encodement. The light codes that you carry have been amplified, purified, transfigured, marked, and gathered into particular consciousness zones that you anchor then the divine energy, and that higher blueprint comes down through you like a transmission coil, if you will, transduction coil, and anchors into this little enchilada on the earth that you call by a name, that you trot off to work, that you bring home at night and park in front of the Great Oz, i.e. the television set. And none of that's real. The real deal is who you've always been eternally in this higher blueprint. Likewise, the cosmos, the planet Earth, all planetary systems, and everything is rooted in this higher tree of life, this higher galactic divine program. So keeping that in mind, make it okay for you to lift in your awareness to who you really are and have a look. If you don't look to see what's there, you're not going to see what's there. And if you look and see who you really are, you're not going to sweat the small stuff down here in this 10% level or ego run amok or gerbil cage. Again, pick the label that works for you. It's definitely Looney Tunes down here on Earth, where many, many scenarios of parallel probable realities are being exercised. Truly speaking, the whole universe is a university, and every single planet in the solar system forms a school of consciousness. As I've spoken before, when all souls were created at the same instant and sent forth, they were rayed out as so many sparks of light to land in different planetary systems, in different life forms, in different kingdoms of nature. And that was for one purpose, for the experiencing of the soul. So that the soul, although it's perfect, absolutely perfect as it emanates and extends from the all that is, it is inexperienced in terms of the myriads of worlds and educational programs that are available. So soul is here to gain awareness and experience under every conceivable context of interaction and relationship. Life is relationship. In fact, those of you who have been encoded with the Leoe Shekinah, the pillar of light, who see yourself and visualize yourself as a column of light, who've experienced calling yourself forward as a column of light, you will become increasingly aware of the other beings that inhabit this universe with you. Excuse me. If you could see what is parked around your Earth, for example, in terms of spaceships, Merkabas, interdimensional beings and life forms, you'd be amazed. It looks like an immense parking lot. And why don't you see them? Well, for one reason, it's not necessary. It would just bother your mind to have to see more than is necessary. We're in a need-to-know and need-to-see universe. That's one of the laws that govern existence here. However, if you look and you have the qualifications to see, you will see. And you will find what you're looking for. As the old saying goes, pick pockets, see pockets to pick. Saints see God and other saints. So part of what you are seeing when you look up in the sky and see UFOs, you're seeing your own return in your aspects, in your multidimensional aspects of self. In fact, some of the popular channels on the planet today have often said that they've just found out that they're actually channeling themselves from the future. This is accurate. How could you channel someone that's not yourself? It's impossible. If you think about it, how could you? There's nothing outside the self that you are. So having said that, what are these orbs of light? What are these Merkabas, these spaceships, these intergalactic conveyances that are appearing in people's vision? It is your own self returning to galactic awareness. It is your own quickening and activating in your reality. It's your own return and ascending and transdimensional relocating into reality. Last week we spoke about moving in to the golden kingdom of higher consciousness, securing a reality and an identity at a higher level, and making that more real than the gerbil cage you wake up to every day and call your life. That's not really a life. That is what every saint in the world says is Maya. It's illusion. It's a vapor. It's a thought form. It's a temporary amnesia that has occluded true sight. But we are the forces of light who are awakening, who are opening our eyes, who are beginning to see and see truly at a higher level what is there. I want to begin to facilitate, if I would, and if you will allow me, the moving of your inner spiritual awareness into the zone of the real. And as we do that, you can use the encodements in my voice, the transmission beam that pulses this information through the airwaves. You can use that as an energy to ride, if you will, in my Merkabic form, until you get your own wings calibrated to this high flight, if you don't already. By now, every one of you who has faithfully been listening to this show, and many of you have contacted me, have probably one question that keeps coming up again and again, and that is, when is the Ashtar Command going to land, and what is the significance of these sightings? Again, I want you to see and understand from a higher level that we are not in a process of waiting as an effect. We are actually pro-causative in what is happening on the planet. In other words, you cannot see spaceships, for example, unless you have an activated higher consciousness, unless those brain waves have been calibrated with your Christ over self. You will not see these phenomena, even though they're as plain as the nose on someone's face. Another person may be standing right next to you, and they don't see a thing. And that really proves to you a point that I've made again and again, that truly we are not living in the same version of Earth at all. Everyone is living in a different version of Earth, predicated on many things, but primarily based upon your light quotient. The light that has been given you, that you have evoked through loving and benevolent acts of service to your fellow man, that is what actually is your boarding pass, your garment of white seamless linen, as it's called in the scriptures, that enables you to enter in to these higher divine programs, which have often been referred to as the divine bridegroom. You are actually moving into these divine programs of the Lamb, if you will, by your own light quotient. Your light quotient is moving you into a group of souls, has been referred to as the collective Messiah, but also will go beyond this particular Earth system in a great exodus into myriads of different systems to start life, new gardens of life in a myriad of worlds yet to be graced by your creative excellence and essence. This has been the whole purpose of the Earth School, is to teach you to master polarity and duality, to see things by reflection, to discern the real from the unreal, death from immortality, you know, all of the pairs of opposites and the polarities, to discern one from the other. In so doing, you have become what is called an adjudicator between the pairs of opposites. That's what graduates of EU, Earth University, are called. And Earth University is called the School of Difficult Endeavor. So it's meant to be hard. It's meant to be tough. It's meant to to usher you forth as a master soul. Excuse me. And in that ushering forth, you began to find the things that used to be difficult in your Earth life really becoming easy. You start to live a life at a higher level of, expertise. As I've mentioned before, take a look at where you are actually in your dimensional experience of your daily life. For example, if you're strictly efforting through life and you take a primarily negative approach and things are really hard, you're pretty well identified with a third dimension. If you're in the process of moving into the healing and bridging and more of a positive, proactive stance, you're in the fourth dimension. If you're living love, living in freedom and grace, you're in the fifth dimension. If you're exercising conscious mastery from your Christ oversoul, you're in the sixth dimension. And all of that, regardless of the fact that you can look down and see that you're occupying what looks like a third dimensional physical form. So you can readily see that probably the average light personnel on Earth assignment modulates through all of those dimensions on any given day, because not only are we bridging for other souls that are in our immediate orbit, but we're also creating a bridge through those dimensions so other souls will have a pathway of light through which they also can ascend. So this Earth life is not for us. Most of us are not here to ascend. Most of us are here as ascended masters. That doesn't mean that we have mastered everything, because mastership is an ongoing, open-ended, continually unfolding process. You never get to a level of mastery where you can sit in your lotus position and say, that's it, I've attained the highest. There's always a plus. There's always the next. So to the degree that you are able to manage your life with facility and ease and basically handle the things in your life without becoming stressed and irritated and out of balance, you could say that you've mastered those levels. You will be tested in that mastery to see if that's so. Who tests you? You, beloved, you yourself, as the Christ you are, test yourself. You create life plans specifically to test yourself in the areas where you have weaknesses. Your weaknesses and your difficulties constitute your karmic lessons, unfinished business, where you learn to again approach them and exercise your mastery within those levels. Like anything else, it's practice and application again and again until it just becomes a built-in natural state. When it is, you're ushered into the next level. So at this time, the sightings of the various ships, and most of them come in under the Ashtar Galactic Command's wing because we are the guardian action that is supervising Earth in its ascension. Those of you that are seeing these ships, you can discern immediately if they are of the command because there'll be no iota of fear. There will be a sense of joy and a sense of upliftment and a sense of absolute safety and peace when you feel the energies of the Ashtar Galactic Command. The energy signature that we have is one that you need to become aware of. Many of you have told me that you, sometimes I will mention it to people when I'm talking to them and specifically say you've been receiving the energy signature of the Ashtar Command, but they didn't realize that's what it was. So just take your palm, your receiving palm, which is for most people who are right-handed, your left palm, and just raise it palm up, and I'm going to transmit the signature of the Ashtar Command. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to condition your mind, but just be present with me, focus on your hand, and receive it now. Now you can, from now on, know that it's one of us or one of our ships contacting you when you receive that energetic signature. If you didn't receive it because you're busy listening to the show and we don't have time to wait here, then just remember to sit with your hand, your palm up, and ask after the show is finished, please give me the signature, the energy signature of the Ashtar Command, and we will be very glad to do that for you. Whenever you wish to interact with us, ask that you be connected according to the level of the Ashtar Command that is in highest truth and that you can possibly contact that would be for your highest good. So, as with anything else, there is always the imposter and the duplicate and the dark side. So there will be those who are imposter spirits who may say that they're Ashtar Command, but something in you knows that they're not because either the information is frightening and negative, or they don't give you the signature, or you just get that little... Well, darlings, we had one of those primitive snafus that happens whenever you go into the airwaves on planet Earth. So not to worry. We'll cover everything. So none of you worry. I was speaking about receiving the energy signature of the Ashtar Command by raising your upturned palm and asking to be connected to the highest level of the command that would be for your highest good. We have commanders and fleet personnel and ships that basically are at all levels of spiritual unfoldment, everything from Earth people who have just transitioned their physical bodies and moved into work with the command to the newest cadets that have just earned their wings, so to speak, and are starting their first missions with the Ashtar Command, all the way up to Ascended Master immortalized Christs, such as Lord Ashtar and, of course, Lord Sananda and another beings that you probably are more familiar with when you read the, Ashtar Command type of literature. But having said that, when you see the sightings as you are right now, which are flooding the skies of Earth, two things are happening. Number one, the Ashtar Command is the guardian action that is supervising the matriculation of souls as they graduate from this school, and we are in graduation mode. We're not about to let anything happen to those precious, precious beings that were seated here some 20 million years ago that are now ready to be harvested and to actually graduate from this school. There are many, many souls that are in that process. They are very, very, very lovingly supervised and cared for. They are being gradually guided into moving into areas that are marked by the Brotherhood for that time warp phase shifting into the next dimensional overlay. Many of you are receiving guidance of this type to move or relocate or various things. And what I want to say as an overview of each one of you is this. Be true to yourself. Please stay in your own knowing, your own intuitive sense of things, your own guidance, your own life, and the things that occur to you to do. You will become really dispersed and confused if you try to listen to all the channels, if you try to run and base your reality on what other people are seeing and dreaming and envisioning and saying. You must have deducted by now that people are always seeing out of their own aura, their own agenda, their own light quotient, their own star groupings, which may or may not resonate with you at all. So stay in the master self that you are. Connect with your higher divine blueprint and counterpart that's in the realm of the real already. It's already been there, never moved out. Bring your personality vehicle, your mind, your emotions, and your physical consciousness into alignment with who you are at that higher level and embody that higher persona that you are. Begin to depersonalize the sense of identity investment that you have with your third dimensional personality. That is one valence of many that you have adopted and assumed. And who you truly are is the synthesis and quintessential essence of all the best of all of your appearances in time and space and dimensionality. Now, many of you are finding yourself, perhaps as I am, living in a whole different world. Even though you seem to be living in the same world, you're not. You can take a look, again, give yourself permission to raise up and lift and move your inner awareness above your little body, as if you were an eagle looking way down at your tiny little form, sitting or whatever it's doing right now. And take your sweet palms and send yourself laser beams from your palms of light to that persona down there. See what it needs. See where you need to clear some of the karmic energy around it. Usually that appears like dark clouds. Bring healing energies to bear if there's anything in the body that's out of balance. Begin to minister to yourself from a higher level. Be the healer. Be the activator. Be the one who is taking charge of this little persona in time and space that is so important, because you are the whole dimensional anchoring in time and space is you in your physical envelope. You can't quite have the same scope of expression from another level as you do incarnated and in a human body. So begin to really value that human embodiment and begin to minister to it in a very detached and divine way. Don't judge and criticize and critique yourself, but assess what you need to be the best you can be at this time and to complete your mission, so that when you look back on that little doodad on the scan that we all have on the ships, we all have our archives of past lives that we can revisit. When you look at those past lives, you can go, wow, well done. I really gave this lifetime my best, and I went for the gold. So go for the gold. Be the Olympian that wins the gold medal and bring to bear the very best that you can for this incarnation. The old eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth law that was prevalent before the coming of the Lord Jesus into this dimension is obsolete now. The war machines, the warmongering machines, the warring mindset has got to stop. It is now not going to be permitted. The people of light will not experience an atomic, anything atomic that will ever affect them. The Brotherhoods of Light will place shields around any area where even the slightest potential of that danger could occur. The Ashtar Command already in years past has demonstrated how they can turn down the nuclear reactors worldwide. We have complete abilities to do that. We have also permission to do that from the Council of Shambhala that governs your planet. we can do a great deal to mitigate, ally, deflect, and divert disasters. For example, people are talking about the possibility of the asteroid hitting Mars. Let me tell you that every planet in the solar system is inhabited, not necessarily with life on the third dimension, although most of them do have third-dimensional life, but it's inside the interior of the planets. The surface of the planets look very much like we have seen in the film from NASA. Not in all cases. They're not allowed to see some of the installations we have on Mars and other places, and Venus. But suffice it to say, every planet is inhabited, and all planets are hollow in their interior, and all planets have the equivalent of what we call the Agartian network, which is the inner Earth cities. We have over 200, almost 300 of those inner Earth cities in our Earth itself, and other planets have the same type of situation. Now, what do you think would happen if we allowed on a planet that has third density life, like Mars, for example, which, by the way, Mars is, in its evolution about the same place as Earth, only its technology is more advanced. But in terms of spiritual consciousness, it's pretty close to Earth in terms of its beginners and also its master souls. It's masters, of course, of all planets. You have, all grades of evolution on all of the planetary worlds. So if we would allow an asteroid to impact Mars, that's going to affect every single orbit in our solar system. So we no longer on Earth can think blithely that we can do whatever we want on our planet and it's not going to affect other worlds and our neighbors out in space, because that's not the case. Not only that, but you will not be allowed to do things that would affect the life and the well-being of planets that are your neighbors in space. So the Galactic Command, in a sense, is supervising some events right now right off the western coastline of the United States where there's been the potential of a dangerous shifting of the tectonic plates. Again, we have some of the very, very advanced light workers, particularly in the area of California, and also all of the coastlines. There's precious starseed, there's precious light workers. And we're not going to allow great devastation to occur to any of those areas where it would disrupt and fragment and disperse life streams to where they would have to be reconstituted laboriously for many, many lifetimes to get back to where they are now, if you catch my drift. So within that, we are ascertaining the absolute best graduation scenario for each soul. You would be amazed at how carefully each of your lifetimes and life streams are assessed and really appraised in terms of, can you make it into that next gradient of light within the given span that you have allotted for this particular transfiguration, let's call it. It's that precise and that painstaking. In fact, the department of the Ashtar Command in which I work, that's my office, you might say, is consciousness overlays. I work with the overlays of the consciousness of various groupings of star-seeded souls, specifically, in my case, the star-seeded souls. Those of you who have come to Earth either to be of service or to learn and experience what Earth life is like for the maturation of your soul. So in that capacity, I see many of you and review many of you when you come aboard ship, either in your out-of-body travels or at night when you go to sleep. You do that all the time. Know that you do that. There's almost never a night that you're not with us. Those of you who are personnel from the Ashtar Command, you're always with us. You're with us more often than you're on Earth, as a matter of fact, particularly now. So I want you to begin to really trust your knowing. Trust your specific life patterning and how it unfolds. Pray for the day we're all telepathic and we don't have to deal with a mouth and a tongue, which gets tied every now and then. Anywho, the visions and the dreams of calamity that many sensitives are seeing, hear me, are scenarios that could have come on earth, but instead, through divine grace, are being exercised and coming to pass on other dimensional overlays other than the third dimension. What I'm saying is that just because you saw it in a dream or a vision doesn't mean it's going to happen on earth. It means, in most cases, that it's not going to happen on earth. And that is called divine grace and divine intervention. And that's why the very highest of the masters say that we are moving gradually into a golden age, and they do not mention that we are going to go through any type of wipeout, catastrophic, you know, where there's no more life on the planet or very little life. I have not heard one single one of my higher upline mention that at all, nor have I seen that. So those of you who are sitting very comfortably and have a roof over your head and food to eat and so forth and so on can assume that you're in a higher version of the earth than those who aren't perhaps caught up in the throes of great conflict and great warring and great overthrowing and tyranny of government. And why would that be so? Only because, beloved, you have either compassionately volunteered to incarnate in that area to hold the light, or this is an experience that your soul has chosen to undergo for educative purposes. There are no mistakes. There are no victims. There is nothing amiss. There is truly nothing wrong with anything that's taking place at this time. It's all about educating of souls. It's all about consciousness programs. It's all about free will and free choice and free exercising operatives. Basically, you can have it however you want it for as long as you want it. However, the working forces of light, you who are the bearers of light, through your prayers, your affirmations, your singing, your chanting, your spiritual practice, you are forming such a massive fiat of light that the earth itself will be delivered through your ministries and your ministrations. And this I want to really acknowledge you for and also affirm for you, that you are the saving grace on earth at this time. You are the embodied Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are the divine bride. You are the one who is moving into union and marrying with the higher programs of light, which is referred to as the divine bridegroom. So this is the truth. This is the highest truth at this time that we can focus into that is appropriate for this time phase. Again, we deflect more asteroids than you even are aware of on an ongoing basis. We in the command, it's very simple for us to do that. And we do. If it were not so, you would have had many, many impacts by now from asteroids. Bear in mind that when we have a planet that is heavily populated, that is filled with souls who are growing very nicely, maturing very nicely, and are ready to be graduated into higher programs of light, we are not about to let things destroy you to where you are severely energetically impaired. This is a very, very painstaking process of healing and reconstituting electronic fields that have become dispersed through severe catastrophes. We're still suffering the effects of Maldek. We're still suffering the effects of Atlantis and Lemuria. So no way, Jose. That's not going to happen in terms of the information that I'm being given through the command. What is happening is that there are shifts into other time-space phases that are going on all the time that are very, very common. And I have experienced this very, very many times as I've lived through many earthquakes here in Los Angeles, and have never had anything impact me. It's like you're lifted just for a mini-second out of that time-space continuum and replaced, usually without your conscious awareness. It's very, very fast. You might have, if you pay attention, you might have missing time. But the truth is that you will not be in the same dimension when most of these things happen that are of a catastrophic nature. Unless, of course, you have specifically chosen that as a soul. And most of you to whom I'm speaking are members of the hierarchy. You are here on Earth assignment. And you're not part of that process of the karmic clearing that is occurring, where many people are in fact not able to resonate the vibrations of love. And when you're not able to resonate the vibrations of love, you self-destruct. The body itself is designed to transmit the beams of love. So when it's not doing that, it begins the diseasing process. It begins to go into self-destruct mode. So those of you who are the members of the spiritual hierarchy, you know the things that I'm speaking of. You've been told this on other levels. You simply are hearing a voice that's affirming what you already know in your heart. And the truth is that whenever a being is not in alignment with the flow of the universe, and bear in mind, this universe is based on love, wisdom, knowing God is love, and knowing yourself as an incarnation of divine love, then you're not in the flow of evolution for that planet. You're in devolution or self-destruct mode. And whenever a planet does that to where the majority of the inhabitants are of that nature, it attracts asteroids, which then explode it. It's interesting, even in nature, if you're very, very negative, you attract destruction. It's an amazing thing. And a person or a being, an animal, for example, that's severely diseased also attracts parasites that assist in that process of dissolution. So work to bring in life and that more abundant into your nature. Life and love and God and truth are one and the same thing. You can use those terms and exchange one for the other, and you'll be saying the same truth. So promote life in everything that you do. Be the living love in every situation that you're in, and you will be in perfect sync with the ongoing move and thrust of unfoldment in the great river of life that we call divine consciousness. So I hope that's clarified a little bit some of the many visions and dreams and things that people are continually sending me through emails and obviously experiencing, and realize that not everyone is living in the same version of reality, even though we appear to all be in physical bodies. Just trust your knowing and stay with your own process. And you can be very much a person at this time that marches to your own drumbeat. Don't let anyone tell you what you must do or have to do, but have the courage to go with your own direct heart's impetus, and you will be in the right place, because your heart will never lie. So, let's see, what can I tell you, good people? Ah, I want to give you an exercise tonight called ranging. Ha ha ha. Or you could call it inner radar scanning. Again, you lift yourself in your vibration to a position that's like an eagle's eye view, overview. Get up as high as you can. If you can shapeshift into an eagle, go for it. Or you can soul travel, or however you want to do it. And begin to see the probable realities, that is, the choice levels that you have as possibilities to exercise, fanned out around you like, oh, let's say bicycle spokes, with you being in the hub. But go above it so you can look down on it. You will notice when you do that, that three things will happen. And in those three things, it depends on how you receive information, whether you hear, whether you see, or whether you feel. And some of us do all three at the same time. So if you hear, you might hear the suggestion of something inwardly that will seem like your own thoughts being impressed in your mind. Or if you see, you may see a scene flash in front of your eyes. Or if you can feel energy, you might have a sense of goosebumps over your head or some other energy come over your body, maybe chills, maybe a little touch or something tactile. And that will be your indication that that's the area that you move towards or into. Those three things, or one of those three things, will indicate that that is an energy of probability that is beckoning to you or calling to you or with whom you have the closest affinity. And then all you have to do is lean into that as a possibility and see if it opens to you. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't, or it's something that you only have to lean into partially, and then you can back out and not completely exercise it. Again, bear in mind that every possible choice in the lower worlds has already been acted out. You as a soul have already gone down all the rabbit trails, every one of them. It's just that for the sake of this incarnation, which is revisiting your probable parallel realities, you can exercise choice into a different direction if you want to. You can exercise re-scripting rights if you want to. You can edit, you can delete, you can fast forward, or you can end the program in midstream and say, you know what, it's done. I don't want to go there anymore. And you can choose again. That is why we have time, so that we can make a more excellent choice. Time is created in the human brain. It enables the timeless to be slowed down into sequence so that you can look at it more closely. Again, soul is here to have experience. Soul is here to master itself under every single possible confluence of energetic and experience and relationship. So slow down, lift in your awareness, and look. And begin to be very sensitive to the energies of possibility. Really push your envelope to what if I could do this? What if there were no considerations, no blocks? What if? Because the what if is your invitation to the ballroom of higher consciousness. That's what appears to you as you move into these higher levels. You get the excitement of a child on its birthday or a kid that is going to Disneyland. You get so excited because, wow, you're no longer under the old law. You live by grace, which is living love flowing through you as you from moment to moment. And I'll tell you, love is really enough. It is the answer to all things. It is the healer. It is God. It is Christ. It is Krishna. It is Buddha. It is any of the Lords of Light. And it is who you are as a Lord of Light. So those are the good things I wanted to share with you this evening. The Ashtar Command is going to be very, very much in your face. We're going to be showing you in many, many ways that the things that I'm sharing with you over these radio programs are absolutely true, and that you are here on Earth assignment. This is no jive. This is reality. And you are beings that are of immense grandeur in your reality. I can't even impress upon you how beautiful you are in your truth, in your soul's manifestation. It is said that if you would put the soul of the most fallen being next to the most exalted, that you wouldn't be able to tell them apart in the higher realms. Because remember, all the negativity is simply storyline scenarios. It's not real. Who you are and the reality that you will take with you as you move into this next level of your unfoldment is only the good, the beautiful, the true, and the loving. That's why it says in the Bible that every eye, the tears from every eye will be wiped, and death will be no more. And that's the truth. All of these nightmares that make our lives somewhat less than blissful will not exist as you move into the higher levels of awareness. As you lift in your divine consciousness, as you choose and as you ask to see who you really are, make it a habit from time to time as you go through your day to ask, show me the truth. I want to know truth. Show me the truth. And then look and trust when something lovely is revealed to you. That is the truth. Because truth is always that which sets you free. So watch for the feeling of joy. Watch for the feeling of relief. And release, and embracement, and expansion. And you know, when you do, that you are in truth. These are beautiful things to think about, beloveds. These are the things to fill your sweet minds with. These are the things that will make you wake up in the morning with a song in your heart, and go to bed and you'll sleep like a little baby, with absolute peace of mind. Because these are the things that connect you with your reality. And reality and truth is always blissful. It's always joyful. It's always that which sustains you, enlightens your step, and brightens your day and way. So make it okay to be your vaster self. Close your ears to the voices of denigration that would criticize and confine you to a lesser positioning. Learn that that comes out of a limited ego consciousness, and very often people around you are not able to soar like you eagles. They are living out of a different reality construct, and truly they can't see you. So depart those dens of darkness. Soar with the eagles. Get out of the turkey pens. Begin to move with people who are of great vision, of great breadth of understanding and heart. Those are your true friends. Those are your true relatives. Know that your true mother is divine love. Know that your true father is truth. Know that peace is your daughter, and that your son is wisdom. And know, beloved, that your true friends are other enlightened men and women. Those who have come here as you have from the higher dimensional realms of divine light and beauty and eternal existence, and have come in great sacrifice and great selfless love to serve earth and humanity as it ascends, as it goes into the golden age, the seventh golden age, as we all learn to dance once again with the stars and move about the galaxies with complete freedom in beautiful ships of light. And we adorn the many, many worlds with our new creations. We become the Adams and Eves for new Genesis on other worlds. We go forth as a great, great family of light, beloveds, to adorn the greater mansion worlds of the beloved with light and love, sentiency, and more experience. The experience of the journeys of soul are so wonderful, honeys. Beloveds, my darlings, you will not imagine how delightful you will find the reading of the chronicles of your many, many becomings in the funny labyrinth of time and space. It is just a grand game, beloveds. Have fun. Enjoy your life. Laugh. Be merry. None of it is to be taken very seriously. How can you worry when you're just in a field of dreams, just enjoying the scenery, but knowing that your home, your kingdom, is at another level? I hope you're learning to live from that level. I have. I've chosen that. It's wonderful. I invite you all to come and move in. Let's play. Let's dance. Let's laugh. And let's adorn this whole world with the light of our very, very glowing countenances. Let us have smiling faces so that we will give hope and encouragement to those who have lost vision. As I've said before, we are the vision carriers of this planet. And we are the ones that give hope, that give a reason to live for millions of people who still are in darkness. Their time for ripening maybe is not yet, so have compassion for them. They still sleep and are having very bad nightmares. And you can't be very happy and pleasant when you're having bad nightmares. So just love them, serve them, lift them, do everything that you possibly can as you move about your daily life, as you go grocery shopping, as you work in your occupations, whatever it is. Be very conspicuous in your goodwill, in your acts of benevolence, and your selfless compassion and understanding. Don't seek to be understood, just understand. Don't go looking for love when you're the one who has imported it here from the higher worlds. Be the love. Be the beloved. Be the Christ. Be the Sai Baba. Be the Krishna. Be the Buddha in your realm of influence. And love, love, love. Lift and serve. Let no person come into your orbit that you don't lift them and brighten their day. Let people speak of you when you leave, as if you were an angel or an apparition from another world that stepped into this dimension. Because, my darlings, I assure you, you are just that. You are the reappearance of the Christ. You are the returning Lords of Light. You are the Celestial Masters of the Ashtar Galactic Command, the Great White Brotherhood, and any other Brotherhood of Light you can think of who has come to Earth for a time such as this. We of the Ashtar Command send you our united love and blessings, and we are so very grateful to be dancing on this world stage with you at this time. And as we close our show this evening, we'll chant Let's do E-L, El, Elohim. E-L, El, Elohim. E-L, El, Elohim. Well, darlings, we had one of those primitive snafus that happens whenever you go into the airwaves on planet Earth, so not to worry. We'll cover everything, so none of you worry. I was speaking about receiving the energy signature of the Ashtar Command by raising your upturned palm and asking to be connected to the highest level of the command that would be for your highest good. We have commanders and fleet personnel and ships that basically are at all levels of spiritual unfoldment, everything from Earth people who have just transitioned their physical bodies and moved into work with the command, to the newest cadets that have just earned their wings, so to speak, and are starting their first missions with the Ashtar Command, all the way up to Ascended Master immortalized Christs, such as Lord Ashtar and, of course, Lord Sananda and another beings that you probably are more familiar with when you read the, Ashtar Command type of literature. But having said that, when you see the sightings, as you are right now, which are flooding the skies of Earth, two things are happening. Number one, the Ashtar Command is the guardian action that is supervising the matriculation of souls as they graduate from this school, and we are in graduation mode. We're not about to let anything happen to those precious, precious beings that were seated here some 20 million years ago, that are now ready to be harvested and to actually graduate from this school. There are many, many souls that are in that process. They are very, very, very lovingly supervised and cared for. They are being gradually guided into moving into areas that are marked by the Brotherhood for that time warp phase shifting into the next dimensional overlay. Many of you are receiving guidance of this type to move or relocate or various things. And what I want to say as an overview of each one of you is this. Be true to yourself. Please stay in your own knowing, your own intuitive sense of things, your own guidance, your own life, and the things that occur to you to do. You will become really dispersed and confused if you try to listen to all the channels, if you try to run and base your reality on what other people are seeing and dreaming and envisioning and saying. You must have deducted by now that people are always seeing out of their own aura, their own agenda, their own light quotient, their own star groupings, which may or may not resonate with you at all. So stay in the master self that you are. Connect with your higher divine blueprint and counterpart that's in the realm of the real already. It's already been there, never moved out. Bring your personality vehicle, your mind, your emotions, and your physical consciousness into alignment with who you are at that higher level and embody that higher persona that you are. Begin to depersonalize the sense of identity investment that you have with your third dimensional personality. That is one valence of many that you have adopted and assumed. And who you truly are is the synthesis and quintessential essence of all the best of all of your appearances in time and space and dimensionality. Now, many of you are finding yourself, perhaps as I am, living in a whole different world, even though you seem to be living in the same world, you're not. You can take a look, again, give yourself permission to raise up and lift and move your inner awareness above your little body as if you were an eagle looking way down at your tiny little form, sitting or whatever it's doing right now. And take your sweet palms and send yourself laser beams from your palms of light to that persona down there. See what it needs. See where you need to clear some of the karmic energy around it. Usually that appears like dark clouds. bring healing energies to bear if there's anything in the body that's out of balance. Begin to minister to yourself from a higher level. Be the healer. Be the activator. Be the one who is taking charge of this little persona in time and space that is so important, because you are the whole dimensional anchoring in time and space is you in your physical envelope. You can't quite have the same scope of expression from another level as you do incarnated and in a human body. So begin to really value that human embodiment and begin to minister to it in a very detached and divine way. Don't judge and criticize and critique yourself, but assess what you need to be the best you can be at this time and to complete your mission, so that when you look back on that little doodad on the scan that we all have on the ships, we all have our archives of past lives that we can revisit. When you look at those past lives, you can go, wow, well done. I really gave this lifetime my best, and I went for the gold. So go for the gold. Be the Olympian that wins the gold medal, and bring to bear the very best that you can for this incarnation. The old eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth law that was prevalent before the coming of the Lord Jesus into this dimension is obsolete now. The war machines, the war-mongering machines, the warring mindset has got to stop. It is now not going to be permitted. The people of light will not experience anything atomic that will ever affect them. The brotherhoods of light will place shields around any area where even the slightest potential of that danger could occur. The Ashtar Command already in years past has demonstrated how they can turn down the nuclear reactors worldwide. We have complete abilities to do that. We have also permission to do that from the Council of Shambhala that governs your planet. We can do a great deal to mitigate, ally, deflect, and divert disasters. For example, people are talking about the possibility of the asteroid hitting Mars. Let me tell you that every planet in the solar system is inhabited, not necessarily with life on the third dimension, although most of them do have third dimensional life, but it's inside the interior of the planets. The surface of the planets look very much like we have seen in the film from NASA. Not in all cases. They're not allowed to see some of the installations we have on Mars and other places and Venus. But suffice it to say, every planet is inhabited, and all planets are hollow in their interior, and all planets have the equivalent of what we call the Agartian network, which is the inner Earth cities. We have over 200, almost 300 of those inner Earth cities in our Earth itself, and other planets have the same type of situation. Now, what do you think would happen if we allowed on a planet that has third density life, like Mars, for example? Which, by the way, Mars is, in its evolution about the same place as Earth, only its technology is more advanced. But in terms of spiritual consciousness, it's pretty close to Earth in terms of its beginners and also its master souls. It's masters, of course, of all planets. You have, all grades of evolution on all of the planetary worlds. So if we would allow an asteroid to impact Mars, that's going to affect every single orbit in our solar system. So we no longer on Earth can think blithely that we can do whatever we want on our planet and it's not going to affect other worlds and our neighbors out in space, because that's not the case. Not only that, but you will not be allowed to do things that would affect the life and the well-being of planets that are your neighbors in space. So the Galactic Command, in a sense, is supervising some events right now right off the western coastline of the United States, where there's been the potential of a dangerous shifting of the tectonic plates. Again, we have some of the very, very advanced light workers, particularly in the area of California. And also all of the coastlines, there's precious starseed, there's precious light workers. And we're not going to allow great devastation to occur to any of those areas where it would disrupt and fragment and disperse life streams to where they would have to be reconstituted laboriously for many, many lifetimes to get back to where they are now, if you catch my drift. So within that, we are ascertaining the absolute best graduation scenario for each soul. You would be amazed at how carefully each of your lifetimes and life streams are assessed and really appraised in terms of, can you make it into that next gradient of light within the given span that you have allotted for this particular transfiguration, let's call it. It's that precise and that painstaking. In fact, the department of the Ashtar Command in which I work, that's my office, you might say, is consciousness overlays. I work with the overlays of the consciousness of various groupings of star-seeded souls, specifically, in my case, the star-seeded souls. Those of you who have come to Earth either to be of service or to learn and experience what Earth life is like for the maturation of your soul. So in that capacity, I see many of you and review many of you when you come aboard ship, either in your out-of-body travels or at night when you go to sleep. You do that all the time. Know that you do that. There's almost never a night that you're not with us. Those of you who are personnel from the Ashtar Command, you're always with us. You're with us more often than you're on Earth, as a matter of fact, particularly now. So I want you to begin to really trust your knowing, trust your specific life patterning and how it unfolds. Pray for the day we're all telepathic and we don't have to deal with a mouth and a tongue, which gets tied every now and then. Anywho, the visions and the dreams of calamity that many sensitives are seeing, hear me, are scenarios that could have come on Earth, but instead, through divine grace, are being exercised and coming to pass on other dimensional overlays other than the third dimension. What I'm saying is that just because you saw it in a dream or a vision doesn't mean it's going to happen on Earth. It means, in most cases, that it's not going to happen on Earth. And that is called divine grace and divine intervention. And that's why the very highest of the masters say that we are moving gradually into a golden age. And they do not mention that we are going to go through any type of wipeout, catastrophic, you know, where there's no more life on the planet or very little life. I have not heard one single one of my higher upline mention that at all, nor have I seen that. So those of you who are sitting very comfortably and have a roof over your head and food to eat and so forth and so on can assume that you're in a higher version of the Earth than those who are perhaps caught up in the throes of great conflict and great warring and great overthrowing and tyranny of government. And why would that be so? Only because, beloved, you have either compassionately volunteered to incarnate in that area to hold the light, or this is an experience that your soul has chosen to undergo for educative purposes. There are no mistakes. There are no victims. There is nothing amiss. There is truly nothing wrong with anything that's taking place at this time. It's all about educating of souls. It's all about consciousness programs. It's all about free will and free choice and free exercising operatives. Basically, you can have it however you want it for as long as you want it. However, the working forces of light, you who are the bearers of light, through your prayers, your affirmations, your singing, your chanting, your spiritual practice, you are forming such a massive fiat of light that the Earth itself will be delivered through your ministries and your ministrations. And this I want to really acknowledge you for and also affirm for you, that you are the saving grace on Earth at this time. You are the embodied Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are the divine bride. You are the one who is moving into union and marriaging with the higher programs of light, which is referred to as the divine bridegroom. So this is the truth. This is the highest truth. at this time that we can focus into that is appropriate for this time phase. Again, we deflect more asteroids than you even are aware of on an ongoing basis. We in the command, it's very simple for us to do that, and we do. If it were not so, you would have had many, many impacts by now from asteroids. Bear in mind that when we have a planet that is heavily populated, that is filled with souls who are growing very nicely, maturing very nicely, and are ready to be graduated into higher programs of light, we are not about to let things destroy you to where you are severely energetically impaired. This is a very, very painstaking process of healing and reconstituting electronic fields that have become dispersed through severe catastrophes. We're still suffering the effects of Maldek. We're still suffering the effects of Atlantis and Lemuria. So no way, Jose. That's not going to happen in terms of the information that I'm being given through the command. What is happening is that there are shifts into other time-space phases that are going on all the time that are very, very common. And I have experienced this very, very many times as I've lived through many earthquakes here in Los Angeles, and have never had anything impact me. It's like you're lifted just for a mini-second out of that time-space continuum and replaced, usually without your conscious awareness. It's very, very fast. You might have, if you pay attention, you might have missing time. But the truth is that you will not be in the same dimension when most of these things happen that are of a catastrophic nature. Unless, of course, you have specifically chosen that as a soul. And most of you to whom I'm speaking are members of the hierarchy. You are here on Earth assignment, and you're not part of that process of the karmic clearing that is occurring, where many people are, in fact, not able to resonate the vibrations of love. And when you're not able to resonate the vibrations of love, you self-destruct. The body itself is designed to transmit the beams of love. So when it's not doing that, it begins the diseasing process. It begins to go into self-destruct mode. So those of you who are the members of the spiritual hierarchy, you know the things that I'm speaking of. You've been told this on other levels. You simply are hearing a voice that's affirming what you already know in your heart. And the truth is that whenever a being is not in alignment with the flow of the universe, and bear in mind, this universe is based on love, wisdom, knowing God is love, and knowing yourself as an incarnation of divine love, then you're not in the flow of evolution for that planet. You're in devolution or self-destruct mode. And whenever a planet does that to where the majority of the inhabitants are of that nature, it attracts asteroids, which then explode it. It's interesting, even in nature, if you're very, very negative, you attract destruction. It's an amazing thing. And a person or a being, an animal, for example, that's severely diseased also attracts parasites that assist in that process of dissolution. So work to bring in life and that more abundant into your nature. Life and love and God and truth are one and the same thing. You can use those terms and exchange one for the other, and you'll be saying the same truth. So promote life in everything that you do. Be the living love in every situation that you're in, and you will be in perfect sync with the ongoing move and thrust of unfoldment in the great river of life that we call divine consciousness. So I hope that's clarified a little bit some of the many visions and dreams and things that people are continually sending me through emails and obviously experiencing, and realize that not everyone is living in the same version of reality, even though we appear to all be in physical bodies. Just trust your knowing and stay with your own process. And you can be very much a person at this time that marches to your own drumbeat. Don't let anyone tell you what you must do or have to do, but have the courage to go with your own direct heart's impetus, and you will be in the right place because your heart will never lie. So, let's see, what can I tell you, good people? Ah, I want to give you an exercise tonight called ranging. Ha ha ha. Or you could call it inner radar scanning. Again, you lift yourself in your vibration to a position that's like an eagle's eye view, overview. Get up as high as you can. If you can shapeshift into an eagle, go for it. Or you can soul travel or however you want to do it. And begin to see the probable realities, that is, the choice levels that you have as possibilities to exercise, fanned out around you like, oh, let's say bicycle spokes, with you being in the hub. But go above it so you can look down on it. You will notice when you do that, that three things will happen. And in those three things, it depends on how you receive information, whether you hear, whether you see, or whether you feel. And some of us do all three at the same time. So if you hear, you might hear the suggestion of something inwardly that will seem like your own thoughts being impressed in your mind. Or if you see, you may see a scene flash in front of your eyes. Or if you can feel energy, you might have a sense of goosebumps over your head or some other energy come over your body, maybe chills, maybe a little touch or something tactile. And that will be your indication that that's the area that you move towards or into. Those three things, or one of those three things, will indicate that that is an energy of probability that is beckoning to you or calling to you or with whom you have the closest affinity. And then all you have to do is lean into that as a possibility and see if it opens to you. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, or it's something that you only have to lean into partially, and then you can back out and not completely exercise it. Again, bear in mind that every possible choice in the lower worlds has already been acted out. You as a soul have already gone down all the rabbit trails, every one of them. It's just that for the sake of this incarnation, which is revisiting your probable parallel realities, you can exercise choice into a different direction if you want to. You can exercise re-scripting rights if you want to. You can edit, you can delete, you can fast forward, or you can end the program in midstream and say, you know what, it's done, I don't want to go there anymore, and you can choose again. That is why we have time, so that we can make a more excellent choice. Time is created in the human brain. It enables the timeless to be slowed down into sequence so that you can look at it more closely. Again, soul is here to have experience. Soul is here to master itself under every single possible confluence of energetic and experience and relationship. So slow down, lift in your awareness, and look. And begin to be very sensitive to the energies of possibility. Really push your envelope to what if I could do this? What if there were no considerations, no blocks? What if? Because the what if is your invitation to the ballroom of higher consciousness. That's what appears to you as you move into these higher levels. You get the excitement of a child on its birthday or a kid that is going to Disneyland. You get so excited because, wow, you're no longer under the old law. You live by grace, which is living love flowing through you as you from moment to moment. And I'll tell you, love is really enough. It is the answer to all things. It is the healer. It is God. It is Christ. It is Krishna. It is Buddha. It is any of the Lords of Light, and it is who you are as a Lord of Light. So those are the good things I wanted to share with you this evening. The Ashtar Command is going to be very, very much in your face. We're going to be showing you in many, many ways that the things that I'm sharing with you over these radio programs are absolutely true, and that you are here on Earth assignment. This is no jive. This is reality. And you are beings that are of immense grandeur in your reality. I can't even impress upon you how beautiful you are in your truth, in your soul's manifestation. It is said that if you would put the soul of the most fallen being next to the most exalted, that you wouldn't be able to tell them apart in the higher realms. Because remember, all the negativity is simply storyline scenarios. It's not real. Who you are and the reality that you will take with you as you move into this next level of your unfoldment is only the good, the beautiful, the true, and the loving. That's why it says in the Bible that every eye, the tears from every eye will be wiped, and death will be no more. And that's the truth. All of these nightmares that make our lives somewhat less than blissful will not exist as you move in to the higher levels of awareness, as you lift in your divine consciousness, as you choose and as you ask to see who you really are. Make it a habit from time to time as you go through your day to ask, show me the truth. I want to know truth. Show me the truth. And then look and trust when something lovely is revealed to you. That is the truth. Because truth is always that which sets you free. So watch for the feeling of joy. Watch for the feeling of relief and release and embracement and expansion. And you know when you do, that you are in truth. These are beautiful things to think about, beloveds. These are the things to fill your sweet minds with. These are the things that will make you wake up in the morning with a song in your heart and go to bed and you'll sleep like a little baby with absolute peace of mind. Because these are the things that connect you with your reality. And reality and truth is always blissful. It's always joyful. It's always that which sustains you and lightens your step and brightens your day and way. So make it okay to be your vaster self. Close your ears to the voices of denigration that would criticize and confine you to a lesser positioning. Learn that that comes out of a limited ego consciousness. And very often people around you are not able to soar like you eagles. They are living out of a different reality construct, and truly they can't see you. So depart those dens of darkness. Soar with the eagles. Get out of the turkey pens. Begin to move with people who are of great vision, of great breadth of understanding and heart. Those are your true friends. Those are your true relatives. Know that your true mother is divine love. Know that your true father is truth. Know that peace is your daughter and that your son is wisdom. And know, beloved, that your true friends are other enlightened men and women, those who have come here as you have from the higher dimensional realms of divine light and beauty and eternal existence, and have come in great sacrifice and great selfless love to serve Earth and humanity as it ascends, as it goes into the golden age, the seventh golden age, as we all learn to dance once again with the stars and move about the galaxies with complete freedom in beautiful ships of light. And we adorn the many, many worlds with our new creations. We become the Adams and Eves for new Genesis on other worlds. We go forth as a great, great family of light, beloveds, to adorn the greater mansion worlds of the beloved with light and love, sentiency, and more experience. The experience of the journeys of soul are so wonderful, honeys. Beloveds, my darlings, you will not imagine how delightful you will find the reading of the chronicles of your many, many becomings in the funny labyrinth of time and space. It is just a grand game, beloveds. Have fun. Enjoy your life. Laugh. Be merry. None of it is to be taken very seriously. How can you worry when you're just in a field of dreams, just enjoying the scenery, but knowing that your home, your kingdom, is at another level? I hope you're learning to live from that level. I have. I've chosen that. It's wonderful. I invite you all to come and move in. Let's play. Let's dance. Let's laugh. And let's adorn this whole world with the light of our very, very glowing countenances. Let us have smiling faces so that we will give hope and encouragement to those who have lost vision. As I've said before, we are the vision carriers of this planet, and we are the ones that give hope, that give a reason to live for millions of people who still are in darkness. Their time for ripening maybe is not yet, so have compassion for them. They still sleep and are having very bad nightmares, and you can't be very happy and pleasant when you're having bad nightmares. So just love them, serve them, lift them, do everything that you possibly can as you move about your daily life, as you go grocery shopping, as you work in your occupations, whatever it is. Be very conspicuous in your goodwill, in your acts of benevolence, and your selfless compassion and understanding. Don't seek to be understood, just understand. Don't go looking for love when you are the one who has imported it here from the higher worlds. Be the love. Be the beloved. Be the Christ. Be the Sai Baba. Be the Krishna. Be the Buddha in your realm of influence. And love, love, love. Lift and serve. Let no person come into your orbit that you don't lift them and brighten their day. Let people speak of you when you leave as if you were an angel or an apparition from another world that stepped into this dimension. Because, my darlings, I assure you, you are just that. You are the reappearance of the Christ. You are the returning lords of light. You are the celestial masters of the Ashtar Galactic Command, the Great White Brotherhood, and any other brotherhood of light you can think of who has come to Earth for a time such as this. We of the Ashtar Command send you our united love and blessings, and we are so very grateful to be dancing on this world stage with you at this time. And as we close our show this evening, we'll chant. Let's do E-L-L Elohim. E-L-L.